Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Wait Se-Leung is a lecturer of Academy and Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. A very good morning once again. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good morning, Howard, and to you and your listeners.
So first of all, what is the Cybercrime Act?
Well, the Cybercrime Act is South Africa's attempt to keep itself updated with the rest of the world. As you know, cybercrime is an international problem, and it's really meant to update the existing legislation, the ECT Act, which came out in 2002. So if you look at the 2002 ECT Act, you'll see that technology has advanced to the point where there are many sections in there that were problematic, had not been solved, and the Cybercrimes Act is meant to make sure that we are now more up to date with how we combat crime, well, cybercrime specifically.
Right, and how effective do you think it's going to be?
Well, I think the biggest problem is the biggest issue, in my opinion, with the ECT Act back then was a lack of capacity with the police officers and law enforcement not really having the knowledge and the capacity to deal with cybercrime. And I think going forward with the Cybercrimes Act, I suspect that there will still be that problem because we still need, you know, coming up with a new act and say, well, these are the new rules doesn't mean that law enforcement are suddenly overnight magically going to go, we've got these new guidelines, we know what to do.
Right. So what does it mean in practice then? You know, is it about education? Because does it start or end with the law?
No, as you know, the law is a set of rules, but at the end of the day, it's also about the people behind it that ensure that it can be enforced, that we know we have got the police investigating and they have the technical capabilities to pursue the investigation, but it's also the legal fraternity. They also have to be familiar with the laws and say, right, this is how we're going to go about. And if the police come to us with a case and say, this is the evidence we found, they need to also have the knowledge to look at it and say, well, this qualifies an example of cybercrime, and let's go and pursue, you know, we'll prosecute these individuals in the courts according to the Cybercrimes Act. I was, to be honest, a bit surprised that, you know, when the July the rioting and all that happened, that shortly afterwards they said they made a few arrests, and then if you read what was indicated in the media, they said they would go and prosecute these suspects according to the Cybercrimes Act. So it looks like there are individuals in the prosecuting community that say we actually are familiar with the Cybercrimes Act and we would like to start implementing and enforcing it.
Cybercrime is something that obviously keeps evolving, because as our world of online connectivity evolves and develops, different things are needed at different times. How adaptable is this new act?
So the idea of the Cybercrimes Act is it's actually very broad. And I think some of the people who complained about it when it finally came out officially was that they said it was too broad. It meant that anyone could get into trouble just because being in possession of some data, which it was obtained illegally, for example, and you just forward it along. Some experts believe that if you interpret it widely, then these people can also get into trouble, even though they weren't responsible for the actual acquisition of this data. So, if you say, well, is it generic enough? Some scholars have argued yes, and that is a problem. From my side, if I say, well, because it's not as prescriptive, you know, it actually might mean that it can evolve, but there's that danger of that means anyone can be in trouble.
Yeah. So do you see it being applied? In other words, are people going to start using this?
I am seeing people starting to use it, and I think it's also because it's brand new. It's, you know, shiny, so some people who are interested will say, okay, I'm going to read through it. I'm going to make sure I can try and apply it. I think the people who are eager and going forward with this. These are the people that are going to represent the test cases, because right now we haven't actually seen it in action, successfully implemented from start to finish. So once we get a few more test cases out, we see it being implemented successfully, then I believe that more and more people will become aware and start applying it properly.